Unlike most bills, legislation sponsored by Republican Representative Mark Pettis of Hurdle got a quick legislative hearing shortly after it was introduced. Dan Ulrich, director of Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort, says the gun industry does not deserve or need special protection. Ulrich says lawmakers should not meddle, rather let the justice system take its course when civil lawsuits are filed.
There is no history in this state of frivolous lawsuits being filed against the gun industry. There is no history nationwide of frivolous lawsuits succeeding against the gun industry. They are thrown out of court very quickly.
The city of Milwaukee considered, then decided against, suing gun makers to pay for medical costs of shooting victims. Daniel Lasorte, a lobbyist with the National Rifle Association, claims it's only a matter of time before lawsuits bankrupt the gun industry. He believes there's a concerted effort to shut down the industry and regulate guns.
I think it is a David Goliath situation, but Goliath in this case is clearly the government, and that's what we're trying to stop.
About 30 states already have enacted laws protecting gun makers from the criminal acts of others. The Wisconsin legislation would allow lawsuits against gun makers if a weapon is sold illegally or if there's a defect. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.